Cybersecurity Awareness Challenge is over and the winners have been announced. The challenge for contestants was to develop creative ways to enhance awareness of the importance of cybersecurity and safeguard America's networks from attacks. Bruce McConnell is Counselor to Homeland Security Deputy Undersecretary Phil Reitinger. He joins us now to tell us about the winners and what happens next with all those ideas. Mr. McConnell, great to have you on.
Great to hear your voice, Tom.
It's always a pleasure. And tell us about the contest a little bit. Where did these winners come from? It looks like it's national.
Absolutely. We were very pleased. Secretary Napolitano announced the conference, the challenge at the RSA conference in March, and we received more than 80 proposals from all around the country. And we picked seven winners who had the most unique, innovative ideas about promoting public awareness about cybersecurity in ways that were easy to understand and relatable to the American public.
Well, some of these really look like fun. Tell us about the most creative winner.
The most creative one is the so-called trot against bots. You know how road races in downtowns can disrupt traffic, and so the trot against bots would work with local officials to demonstrate that approach with the runners representing network traffic and pointing out that an individual runner wouldn't disrupt traffic, but when you get a whole bunch of them around there, traffic can slow down. So that was the most creative one. But there were some really interesting other ones as well. The a couple of really interesting grassroots approaches from San Diego and Maine. A proposal for a cybersecurity ambassador program for the best individual plan from Melissa Short in Roanoke. Penn State came up with some interesting cyber games. And then there was one that dealt primarily with the slogan that we are starting to roll out, which gets to stop, think, click, the idea that people need to think before they click.
Did you find that there were a certain type of person who entered the challenge? Was it mostly young people, old people, across the board, all over the country?
Amy, I don't think there were, of course we don't know for sure, but I don't think there were a lot of old people who had participated. A lot of young people and, for example, the Penn State group of graduate students, but the also some companies, Cisco and Deloitte, were among the winners. So it was really quite diverse.
Yeah, so this is all about awareness. So how will some of these great ideas like that slogan, you know, think before you click, how will those get implemented to a campaign?
So the this is part of the build-up between now and the beginning of October when we're going to launch the campaign as part of National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So that'll be the formal launch. And we're right now working with a coalition of companies and, of course, the other federal agencies to put together the message and the messaging plans to have a really broad-based campaign. So we're working with companies through the National Cybersecurity Alliance, such as Walmart and Dell, who are going to be adopting and these same kinds of messaging, and will be putting it out nationwide through a variety of different channels.
Why do it this way? Why not just hire a company and have them come up with something really cool and flashy and do it like that? Why crowdsource it like this?
Well, I think we're doing both. So the crowdsourcing has been very helpful because we are going to be implementing some of these proposals ourselves, and we're also encouraging the winners and any of the participants, in fact, to go ahead and implement their proposals in their own communities and in their own focus groups and that kind of thing. So we're doing both. So the coalition that National Cybersecurity Alliance has put together has hired a public relations firm to help develop some of the polished kind of materials that you need to do a national campaign.
We're speaking with Bruce McConnell. He's counselor to Deputy Undersecretary Phil Reitinger at the Homeland Security Department, and of course he's been involved in information issues for so many years. Is there any thought of creating a character to go with this, like Smokey Bear has become iconic in the United States, and the crime dog, and you know the Nationals have the big-headed presidents.
Woodsy Owl.
Woodsy Owl. Will there be a cyber thing,
yeah,
creature?
So we are talking about that. I don't think there's been a decision on that yet. It's tricky because you want to different demographic groups and different age groups relate to different kinds of animals, and so that's that's hard to get that right. And your point about the fact that it's useful to have professionals, to get professional help when doing this kind of thing, is a good point. We all remember the Got Milk campaign, which everybody remembers it, but it didn't actually increase the consumption of milk, so we don't want to go down that road.
Oh, I see. You don't just want attention. You want action behind this.
We want people to understand that it matters what they do on the net, not just for themselves, but for us all, because we're all interconnected on this.
Yeah, because botnets, it only takes one person in an organization to let it in, and next thing you know, everybody's got it.
That's right, and where your computer becomes a zombie and is attacking other people, and you didn't even know it.
Now, getting back to the challenge, when you guys were looking through some of these entries, did anything really ring your bell, and you thought, wow, we never thought of it from that point of view, or that's a really interesting way of doing it? I mean, was there anything that really stood out to you that surprised you?
Well, I think certainly when we talked about the most creative, which is this road race idea, was something we hadn't thought about. But in many of the cases, it was the details and insights that people provided. So we might have had a general idea. It's a good idea to do things locally, but the folks in San Diego and in Maine had very specific approaches that fit into their own grassroots communities. So I think it was the detail and understanding from the local communities that the winners represented that made the value add.
And what happens next? What's the timeline? What can we look for next?
Well, I think the next major event in the campaign, which this is a build-up, part of the build-up for the campaign, will be Cybersecurity Awareness Month in October. So at the end of September, as you know, we're testing the National Cybersecurity Incident Response Plan as a part of a big exercise, Cyberstorm 3, and that'll be right after that we will launch the awareness campaign with some results from that. There'll be also the release of the final version of the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, and then this broader public awareness campaign.
And we invite you to come back as this develops and bring us an update if you don't mind.
No, that would be great. We'd love to do that and to talk about some of these other things that we're going to be working on between now and then.